Officials in Albany are moving forward with a plan to radically remake Madison Avenue as a complete streets example. With warmer weather around the corner, the street-calming element of the so-called road diet is moving ahead. The city announced its contractor will work to replace curbs and sidewalks on the north side of Madison Avenue between New Scotland Avenue and Willett Street. It's part of the Madison Avenue Road Diet Plan finalized in March 2016. William Trudeau is City Coordinator of Traffic Engineering.
Well, this is phase two of the project that we started two summers ago. We actually kicked this phase off last summer working from Partridge down to Robin Street on Madison Avenue, and the work we're going to start or has started today will be a continuation of that project.
The Complete Streets Plan was implemented to make Madison Avenue safer for pedestrians, cyclists, and motor vehicles. Fresh lines were painted along Madison Avenue from South Allen Street to Partridge Street, which included bike lanes, one in each direction. Timed signals keep traffic flowing steadily, but more slowly. ADA-compliant pedestrian crossings have walk signals that display countdown times. The old four lanes of Madison were replaced by a three-lane configuration, one in each direction, separated by a central turning lane. Former Common Councillor, bike advocate, and neighborhood activist Leah Golby has been a leading proponent of the project.
There were increases in travel time at first. They were able to adjust the lights so that the travel time is easier for the people who do drive on it. And other people have told me they've just decided to start taking the bus, which I think is great too.
Golby says this is a great pilot project to use as a blueprint for rethinking other city streets. Again, Trudeau.
Certainly this is our first project of this nature, and we have worked on a few other roads, maybe not to this extent, but have instituted changes on a few other roads in the city. If appropriate, we certainly will consider the complete streets approach for all of our roadways.
Work beginning Friday also includes installing curb and drainage structures at the Willett Street-Henry Johnson Boulevard intersection, as well as finalizing installation and activating new traffic signals at the Madison Avenue intersections of Ontario Street, Quayle Street, and South Lake Avenue. Albany has received federal funding for the project. When complete, Madison will have been revitalized for nearly its entire length from Pine Hills to downtown. Trudeau says a single-lane closure will be in place during the workday within the Madison Avenue work zone. Traffic control and flag persons will be in place to assist traffic through the work zone. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.